Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've been posting videos on YouTube now for 10 years. I've been a lawyer for 33 years. And, you know, along the way, I've seen some weird stuff. And one of the stories that freaked me out the most, just the weirdest stuff, was a story about something that happened in Michigan. And it's still happening. And interesting, it's happening in other states also. The Institute for Justice is on this. They're working on it, but they're running into some resistance. So I got a press release the other day from Dan King from the Institute for Justice. He's in charge of communications over there. I've met him. He's a very nice guy. Headline, New Jersey doubles down on keeping baby blood. Parents vow to continue lawsuit. The New Jersey Attorney General and the New Jersey Department of Health doubled down on their unconstitutional policy of keeping blood drawn from every baby born in the state. A group of parents there have filed a class action against the state, and they've announced they'll fight on until the policy is fixed. The parents are represented by the Institute for Justice. They've repeatedly met with New Jersey officials to try to create a solution under which the state would get parental consent to keep the blood beyond the initial screening, but the officials refused to budge. So an attorney for IJ says New Jersey had the opportunity to fix this without litigation. Instead, they've continued to operate under the flawed belief that these baby blood samples belong to the state, not the children from whom they're taken. So in case you don't know, they draw the blood from babies born in the state. They screen it for different things. And the question is, what do they do with it after that? So all 50 states and D.C. draw blood from newborn babies to test for diseases. What makes New Jersey's program uniquely bad is that it does not seek informed consent from parents to keep the blood after the testing is complete. Instead, it holds on to the blood for 23 years. New Jersey law also gives the Department of Health complete discretion to turn the blood samples over to the police, private third parties, or other governmental agencies. And there's a problem right there, okay? So imagine that your kid is born, they draw blood, and somewhere down the road they decide, hey, you know something, let's sell these samples of blood off to some company that wants to study them. And we've talked before about the state profiting from your data. Well, this is worse. This ain't just your data. This is something they actually drew out of your system. I was hopeful we could reach an agreement that would respect the rights of babies born in the state, but New Jersey still refuses to ask parents for consent to keep baby blood after the initial screening is done, said one of the parents suing the state. New Jersey also refuses to recognize any wrongdoing in keeping the blood and continues to deny parents the right to decide what's in the best interest of their own children. I'm committed to continuing the lawsuit so all babies born in the state can be safe from this government overreach. New Jersey is not alone in this legal challenge over baby blood retention. And this is the thing, Texas, Minnesota, and Michigan, the state where I live and practice law, is involved in this. And I've done a video on that as well. And there have been lawsuits in all those places over the retention of blood samples without first obtaining informed consent from parents. I mean, don't you think they should at least tell the parents, here's what we're going to do? But don't you think they should have to ask, by the way, once the testing is done, can we keep this for further study? The 2009 lawsuit in Texas resulted in the state destroying 5.3 million blood samples. A 2014 settlement in the Minnesota lawsuit resulted in 1 million blood samples being destroyed. And in 2022, Michigan agreed to destroy 3 million blood spots also. And so here's the thing, is no one's saying that you shouldn't draw the blood and test it, okay? That's not a problem. But once the testing is done, why keep this stuff? Oh, because we want to be able to sell it to third parties or give it to the police. Okay? New Jersey could have become a model for other states that want to test babies for serious diseases while still respecting their Fourth Amendment rights, said IJ Attorney Brian Morris. But Attorney General's office continues to demand the state can keep baby's blood after testing is complete without consent to protect all New Jersey children and families. We look forward to proving the current system is unconstitutional in court. And, you know, we talked about this before, the Fourth Amendment, right? Unreasonable searches and seizures. And so you look at somebody drawing blood for medical testing and you say, okay, I understand that's not an unlawful search or seizure at that point. Okay, that makes complete sense. To me, it does. However, when they say, oh, we're going to keep this blood and put it in a database that the police can access. Now, here's the thing. Most people are so used to thinking of the idea as a Fourth Amendment violation being a police officer walking up to you and doing something wrong. But here it's not the police drawing the blood. It's not them storing the blood. It's them using a data bank that contains all of these samples. And so that's one of the things that I think many people didn't stop to think about years ago. Because there was a time when, you know, computers stored dates and the year with two digits because they didn't have enough memory to keep it with four. Memory was considered to be so valuable and scarce, so why would you waste it on that? And now, of course, you hear about these different entities out there that are just scraping up all this information on everything and storing it to the point where you're like, oh, apparently now the cost of storing the information is de minimis, and they're storing as much information as they can. And so who'd have thunk it? But if you're in a state that does this, if you were born there after the date they started doing this, they've got your blood sample on file. Now, that does seem a little unreasonable to me, but like I said, they start out with a valid purpose, the testing of the blood for certain things that some people might not test for otherwise. Right from the start, you know, hey, kid's got an issue we got to deal with because they discovered it in a blood test. I understand that, but beyond that, and it always worries me, number one, the police is a problem because then you get all kinds of Fourth Amendment violations. But number two, the third parties, because don't forget the state, which already has your driver's license information, your voting information, and if you own property, information on where you live, they're already selling that information willy-nilly. And we know how much money they're making doing that because we've heard about it. And there's states out there that make millions of dollars selling the driver's license information. They just sell it to anybody who wants it. Oh, they said they won't misuse it. Don't worry about that. I didn't want someone buying that information. Well, but that's how we make money. I thought you taxed us. I thought that's how you made money. Well, we do that too. We do that too. But we spend it faster than we can bring it in, so we need to bring in more. Sorry. So this to me is just another example, because I assure you that there are going to be companies out there to go, oh, we'd love to have a database filled with millions of blood samples of people from New Jersey. Why not? There's all kinds of things we can do with that. Yeah, and if it's got value, who's making the money off that now? Oh, the state's going to make money off of it. Oh, they're not going to pass it in, that money along to the child or the parents? Oh, they're not? And so it just seems wrong. It just seems wrong. So the Institute for Justice has been handling this problem for a while. They've already gotten other states to agree that after a certain period of time, you destroy the samples. If you've got no legitimate reason to keep them medically, you destroy them, okay? And New Jersey's going, no, we're going to fight you on this one. So one of these will have to go to court, and the Institute for Justice is just the organization to do it. So as I always tell you when I talk about them, they are a nonprofit supported entirely by donations from people who support them. And I've met them, I've talked to them, I've actually gone and watched them argue a case before the Michigan Supreme Court. And so I love their work. It's ij.org. I'll put a link to them in the description below this video. And if you can support them, if you can't support them, just go check out their website. Just look at what they do. That's actually supporting them. Traffic their website. They can say, hey, look, people are checking us out. They're learning about us. But if you can support them, if you can't, just check out their website. I love these people and the work they do. So this is a weird situation, but they got a big fight ahead of them in the state of New Jersey, because New Jersey is doubling down on keeping baby blood. But parents have vowed to continue the lawsuit with the IJ at the helm. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Never trust an atom. They make up everything.